Welcome to the Retro Nostalgia Podcast with Matthew Ramirez, your go-to education and entertainment source for all things 80s and retro video games. In this podcast, you'll learn little-known facts on a variety of nostalgic topics, leaving you longing for the awesomeness of yesteryear. If you're ready for a blast from the past, a tubular new episode is starting now.
All right, everyone, welcome to another brand new episode of the Retro Nostalgia Podcast. Today, I'm going to be joined by a close friend of mine. His name is Andre. He's currently out in Las Vegas, and he's going to be joining me today as we talk about 80s movies. So 80s movies, there's a bunch of movies out there, classics, all types from B-type movies to, you know, the movie starring movie stars and all that kind of stuff. So we'll be discussing some of our favorite movies here today. And let's just go ahead, jump right into it. I feel like this is a topic that kind of requires as much time as we have per episode. So let's just go right into it. So Andre, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I feel so special. You on your podcast here?
yeah. I mean, you know, when I was thinking about movies, I'm like, who can I go to? And I'm like, oh, I immediately thought of you. You know, you got the 4K Blu-rays, you got the Amazon Prime going on.
Yeah.
Like, this is the guy I need to go to for anything, movies, especially 80s. So
the king of the Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Finding all the good 80s movies.
You got it all, man. So I'm like, you know, let's have him on here and let's just talk some classics. So, I mean, what comes to mind for you when you think about like 80s movies? Like, what is there a particular movie that comes to mind, or maybe like an actor?
I mean, so much comes to mind. But like right now, I mean, the last 80s movie, and you're going to love this, the last 80s movie that I saw.
Yeah. Okay.
This is going to kill you, right? But The Last Dragon.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Just because, like, I mean, my wife had never seen it. And I'm like, you've never seen The Last Dragon? Okay, we're watching it. It is the cheesiest, I mean, kung fu movie, but the most amazing kung fu movie you've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, The Last Dragon. Man, I discovered that movie. I didn't even know about it until I was looking at some memes. And I saw that meme with the villain. He's all like,
"Show enough."
Yeah, show enough. He's like, "Who's the master?"
I am.
Right after that, I'm like, "I gotta watch this. This looks amazing. This should have been like Academy Award winner back in 1985."
So. It was great. Like, and like I remember watching it when I was younger and like, "Oh, yeah, that's a great movie." But like, I watched it, I don't know, maybe like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, this is cheesy. Like, this is really cheesy, but it's so good. Can't stop watching it. Didn't you start?
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those, you know, we're getting into categories like B-type movie where it's like not headlining anything. And a lot of people might not know about it, but the people that know about it, they definitely enjoy it.
It's got a cult following for sure.
Yeah.
A cult following. cult following. Yes.
I mean, I personally don't even remember seeing it on store shelves or like on DVD or VHS or anything. So,
yeah. And it kind of popped up. Like, it just like, I don't even know how it got there. It was just like Amazon Prime reading my mind. And I was like, what? What? Are you serious? So, yeah. But that's one of those things where, you know, you don't really think about it. It's not like one of those out there movies. You know, it's no, you know, Eddie Murphy movie, right? Or
right.
You know, Schwarzenegger movie, right? So it was cool that I got to check that out. But speaking of which,
do you want to kind of explain what, or give like a small like summary of what the movie is about for those that might not know?
Oh gosh,
I know. Not pressure at all, right?
Wait, give me a second. I gotta go to IMDb real quick. Wait, what? Okay. So basically, you got your character Bruce Leroy, and he's—I don't even know—they're like in New York or something, right? And,
yeah.
And so he's got his kung fu master. It's like this whole old like kung fu way in the 80s in New York, which is really weird. And so his name is Bruce, they call him Bruce Leroy, right? And so then you got your
to Bruce Lee, right?
Right, oh, right, right, exactly. And And then basically you got your, he goes out into the world because the master says, I can't, you know, there's nothing else I could do to train you. You're good.
Right.
So he sends him out and you know, this guy called Shonuff, he's the bad guy. And he's trying to egg Leroy on to fight him because he's the baddest. He's the meanest. And Bruce Leroy is like, nah, I'm good, man. And, so eventually he kind of gets his own, like his own dojo kind of with his own students, or he stumbles upon the, I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
This is the world's best description.
You're doing great. You're doing good.
So, eventually, you know, he's trying to get to the next level to be a Kung Fu master and get the glow. And the glow is how you know that you made it and you're the man, basically. And so long story short, you know, Shonuff has the glow. And then Bruce Lee has to battle him, and eventually he has this big moment of realization and he gets the glow and saves the girl and he becomes the cool guy.
There you go. The best description I've ever heard of the movie. No, it's awesome. I feel like it's kind of like, I don't think it was a parody because obviously there was some cheesy type moments like you described, but I feel like maybe it was kind of going away from the 70s when they had lots of like Kung Fu action type movies with obviously Bruce Lee, even Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in one of those. And
yes,
I think it kind of translating it to the decade of the 80s, modernizing it, you know, a decade later. I feel like they did pretty well on that part.
I mean, no, it's definitely like, it's the embodiment, right?
I mean, everything it's in the 80s Brooklyn. What else do you want?
Right? The big hairdos and all that. Speaking of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, have you ever seen Airplane?
Airplane. I'm going to have to. I might lose some 80s cred here, but
I
have not seen Airplane.
Are you kidding me right now? Okay.
But that's one of the ones that, you know, I know the scenes. I know, you know, when they're in the plane and he's asking him, you know, calls him Shirley. And he goes like, my name's
Shirley. You can't be serious. I am serious and don't call me Shirley.
So that was with Nielsen. What's his name?
Leslie Nielsen. Yes.
Leslie Nielsen. And that was, he was pretty big actually in the 80s with the Naked Gun movies. And Airplane and stuff. He was a pretty great comedian and a professional at what he did. So I haven't seen it. That's definitely on my watch list.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
look at that.
So and that's another one I kind of pulled out recently too.
Yeah.
But they have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in it, and he's one of the pilots. And his name is Roger, and they go Roger. So that's a good one. You have Clearance Clarence. So it's funny because you know, in my house we quote a lot. I mean, even with you, I know we talk a lot, and I'm like constantly quoting movies,
right?
For the 80s and 90s, and we always did that. So it's one of the things my mom would always go around, Clearance Clarence, you know, and say things like that. So
yeah,
we're always quoting these movies. But to go back and like see it again, and I don't know, because I saw it when I was a kid, but I don't remember watching the whole thing and sitting through the whole thing.
Right.
It's like, this is great stuff. Like, what? This is awesome. I don't think it gets enough credit for how hilarious it really is. Like, it's that stupid humor.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of fits. I feel like a lot of shows today got their humor from this kind of movie.
Right.
Kind of like just the dumb humor, the slapstick comedy. Right. So.
Right.
But I definitely think you should definitely check it out if you've never seen it.
Yeah, definitely on my watch list. And I feel like to go back to what you were saying about the kind of comedy that, you know, is kind of influenced now in modern times is like movies like Caddyshack 2. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, well, I've seen. Okay, so I'm a big fan of the bits and pieces of movies.
Yeah.
But yes.
So that one obviously comedic, has Bill Murray in it. Do you ever hear or do you remember Rodney Dangerfield?
Yes, Ladybugs, which is another Amazon Prime movie. I don't know, I've watched I watched Airplane and I watched The Last Dragon. Now all these movies are popping up. So I saw Ladybugs was one of my favorite Rodney Dangerfield movies. And then if you haven't seen that one, I'm not sure that I might be that might be pushing the 90s.
You know, well,
but
the one that sticks out to me of Rodney Dangerfield is the one Back to School, where he's like a owner of like a corporate business. And but his son is having trouble in college. So he goes to college with him to kind of help him out. And he ends up kind of enrolling in the classes himself as, you know, a 60-year-old business owner. And he's getting into all sorts of like college type things, like going to parties and everything. And his son is actually more of like the low key kind of, you know, book studying and everything. And then the dad, Rodney, is just kind of like partying, goofing off, drinking beer, you know, hanging out with the ladies. And for those of you that don't know, there's actually a young Tony Stark in there as one of the teenage friends. Of course, you guys know him as Rodney, or not Rodney, but
RDJ,
Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, I got confused with Rodney Dangerfield and Robert Downey. Obviously, two different people, but
I can tell you for a fact now that is, I mean, that's pretty famous. Like Back to School is like a classic. I have never seen it. Really? I do know about it, but I have not seen it though.
Yeah. I feel like that movie it has a great performance by the band that does the song Dead Man's Party. Have you heard that song?
We're going to have to take this to Google.
Oh, man, come on. Let me down here. It's by Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo. Okay.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the lead of the band, his name is Danny Elfman. And he actually ended up later on becoming one of like the biggest
soundtrack
movies.
Writer.
Yeah, for movies. So he did like Batman in 1989 with he did the soundtrack, and then he's done other soundtracks as well for other famous movies as time's gone along. So that was pretty cool to kind of see him. I think that was like his first real movie where he contributed to the soundtrack. But yeah, Rodney Dangerfield, those types of movies. You brought up Eddie Murphy earlier, another great comedian from the decade. And his first movie was actually, I don't know if you remember, was 48 Hours. You remember that one?
Man, yeah. Nick Nolte.
Yep. that was, I feel like Eddie Murphy touched in that time, like turned to gold, man.
that was definitely his decade. It went downhill from there.
Yeah,
right. It really did.
Right. No one's ever heard of Shrek or Donkey. You know, it's fine.
Oh well. Oh, yes, he had. That's true. Good point. Good point. I'm wrong. I'm so sorry.
Nah, but I mean, yeah, 48 Hours, and then we were actually talking about this earlier. Another 48 Hours came out later on, and obviously Beverly Hills Cop. Who can forget that one, right? I was like his breakout.
Okay, so there was someone in another 48 Hours, and I can't think of it. Wasn't someone else that was pretty famous in another 48 Hours?
Oof! Now you're changing my.
But now I'm trying to think. Okay, so.
Because that was 1990. That's outside my expertise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I apologize. So. I did warn you that I crossed that line sometimes between the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
I loved it so much, everything. So I might have been thinking of something else. That's okay. Maybe I was thinking of Die Hard. I don't know.
Ooh, Die Hard. That's another classic.
That's another classic.
But going back to the Eddie Murphy stuff, I think it's pretty... this goes for a lot of 80s movies. They've kind of come back into popularity. There's been a lot of sequels, a lot of remakes and stuff. And it's actually interesting that one of those movies, Coming to America 2, is actually a sequel to the original from 88. What are your memories of that one, the original Coming to America?
My first memory is not appropriate, so I'll keep that. But they did quote that movie in a ludicrous But Arsenio Hall, like, I just remember, you know, one of my favorite parts of that movie, or I shouldn't say maybe my favorite, but one of the most memorable parts, is Samuel Jackson, you know, up and robbing the store. And
right.
And one of my most memorable lines is, you know, he's taking out the trash and he's like, you know, he sees the girl and he's like, remember, when you think of garbage, think of Hakeem. the basketball game.
Yeah.
That's a good scene too.
He's at the Knicks game, right?
Yeah. And they're like, well, who is that? He's so just the man I met in the restroom. Like, yeah. Like that movie is just full of, and it's funny because they just released the trailer for the new one.
Yeah.
And the first time I watched it, I'm like, okay, I'm like, I can see how they're, you know, how they're trying to go back to the original movie. Right. But it's going to be hard because that movie is a classic and it's hard to pull that off now.
Right.
So that was probably, I would say, if I had to, you know, one of my top, I don't know, maybe five favorite 80s movies, Coming to America has got to be in there, probably pretty high up.
Yeah.
With another, with Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, okay.
Name that movie?
You're talking about Ghostbusters?
No. Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd were in Trading Places, which is another classic. Wow,
now you're going. Wait, yeah, I remember that one. That's the one where Dan Aykroyd was rich, right? And then Eddie Murphy, they kind of
traded places.
Yeah.
Wow, so if you haven't seen, I mean, we're dropping gold right now. If you haven't seen any of these movies, you definitely got to go check them out. I mean, I've said it probably about 12 times, but Amazon Prime, right? So it's there, like a lot of them. I think Trading Places is another one that's on there. Like,
yeah.
Man, so
going back to Coming to America, you know what I remember from that one was the guy that the dad wanted the daughter to get with. Remember that guy with like the greasy hair?
So glow
hair. I'm like, dude, nah, you can't. You like?
Do you remember the scene, the where he, I don't want to say quotation fingers proposed.
Yeah.
Right. And then his like, I don't know if it was his parents and his grandma or whatever were sitting on the couch and they all got up and it all had the Jerry Curl juice stains on the couch.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
Man, yeah, that was stuck out to me. They actually showed it recently on TV and I was just watching it. I'm like, this movie is really timeless, man. It's one of those movies where you just catch it on, even if it's midway. You're just going to keep it on because you just want to watch it and just have a good time and laugh.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That was, that movie is amazing. It's going to be hard to, like I said, it's going to be hard to come close when you have such a great movie. I mean, Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall together and
just
they nailed it.
I feel like they have, everyone's coming back, right? I mean, I know Eddie Murphy's obviously back. Arsenio's coming back.
I haven't seen, you know, I don't know the exact story. I've just seen the preview, but the villain or the quotation, you know, fingers villain of the what they show was Wesley Snipes.
Whoa, Wesley Snipes.
And that, like, that's a name you haven't heard in a while. Wesley Snipes.
I know.
And I was like, I'm like, who is that? What?
It was just like, you know, he got big in the 80s, 90s, and all of a sudden he just fell off the ground of the earth, and now he's back out of nowhere.
Like, I don't know if I've heard Wesley Snipes since, like, Blade. Like, I'm going to be honest, and I know I'm not getting into the 90s, but I'm just saying.
No, I was going to say, that's the last time I remember hearing about him was Blade, so.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool to see him back on the big screen, and we'll see what his role is. I mean, I wouldn't like to see him as a villain, but I guess he has the charisma.
Right. Let me see here. Demolition Man.
Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone.
Was that a 90s movie?
Yeah, that was 94.
Oh, okay. All right, I tried. So, but that was the last time you, but I mean, you know, listen, if you guys, I know you like the 80s, but you know, you come on over to the 90s side, just take a little, you know, dip a toe over to the 90s side. Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes is a villain, worth checking out. I'm just saying. You know, Eddie Murphy. So going back to talking about Eddie Murphy, right? So yeah. He had Trading Places, which, you know, right. That's a top five favorite as well. You know, Coming to America, right?
Yeah.
How about this? Harlem Nights.
Oh.
Right? Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's another good one. I think it just shows like his
versatility,
yeah, like, you know, how you could switch it up. But definitely he was everywhere. Do you remember that Eddie Murphy had his song with Rick James? I just
was to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. Yeah. I will say I may have, you know, been to a certain 80s club that may have played it a time or two, okay?
I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's too bad that, you know, COVID's been here for so long, because I'm ready to go back there.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like the 80s was just like, I mean, it kind of happens still now, not to the extent that it did then, but I feel like whenever there was a movie star or even a TV star, they would immediately try to do a singing career too. So obviously there was Eddie Murphy, both actors from Miami Vice. they ended up being trying to get a song. Don Johnson actually got, he did have like a solo hit, but it was a little bit minor. And then do you remember Bruce Willis doing the song too?
I do not. But that is, you know what I do remember? Oh, you know what? I think it might be the 90s again, but when did, what's the dude from Baywatch? Was that in the 90s when he did the...
Oh, you're talking about David Hasselhoff?
David Hasselhoff. Was that... See, I don't remember, but
I mean, obviously he started with Knight Rider in the 80s, and then...
True.
I don't...
But he did a Hooked on a Feeling.
Yeah, I don't remember when that one came out. I think... But I know he was already having a singing career during the 80s, because when they were tearing down the Berlin Wall in 89, he was there and he was singing his songs to the German public there as they were tearing down the wall. So I know he had a singing career for a fact by then.
Oh, okay. So there we go. There we go. The Hoff.
The Hoff. I mean, man, you see that guy's hair? That talk about hair in the movies, man. That was crazy back then.
Oh,
the
Jerry man.
Curls, the
right?
Long wavy hair.
That's what I'm talking about. Like if I had to mullet. Man, if I can go back in time, man, I'm gonna tell you what. I probably had a nappy afro back then. It wasn't even like a, I didn't get to have the cool hairstyles. What I would kill to have one of, you know, a Jerry curl.
Right.
Could you imagine that on me? Right. I think I look pretty good. I think the 80s would look good on me.
I think it'd be dangerous on you. You'd be like pulling attention from everywhere. You know what I mean?
My gosh, man.
Yeah. I mean, some of these movies, like we went over, I feel like it just kind of shows natural progression. And I think there's a reason why there's like remakes and kind of redos being made now, because the public likes seeing those. It's more of a, like a nostalgia factor, obviously. And I think, like you said, some of these movies can just kind of come down to like day-to-day life, where you just insert those quotes for whatever situation. You know what I mean?
Like you know, Coming to America, like the second one could be absolute trash. It's still gonna do amazing in the theaters, because people, you know, just from that generation are gonna be like, oh man, that first one was so good. Or even people, you know, I mean, that, I guess I shouldn't even say a generation, but because I mean, it's a classic, right?
Right.
So people are gonna be like, oh, this is so, you know, the first one was so amazing, you know, I'm gonna go see the second one.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the same thing with my boy Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Right? So they got the new Top Gun coming out. And the Top Gun, which was another great 80s movie. If you've never heard of it, please come out from underneath the rock that you were living in.
I feel like that's a movie that everyone's at least seen once, right? Come on.
I mean, right? You've got to.
You got Tom Cruise, and you got Val Kilmer in there as his best friend. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't his best. That was his rival.
Oh, his rival.
And then they wound up being friends at the end. You know, you could be my wingman any day, right? So I have a voice for the movies.
Yeah.
But face for radio, right?
Got
so
track, got the number one hit there by Berlin too. So that movie, it had that part for the guys, you know, the jet fighters and the guys hanging out, and it had that kind of sappy romantic side for all the women. You know, that was like the
right
state movie there.
That is a good one.
Yeah, so I think I like all the movies that we went over today. I definitely like that we got to go into like the Eddie Murphy type movies, because I feel like, especially like the ones you brought up, some of those in like 48 Hours were kind of like under the carpet. A lot of people don't know about them. When they think about them in the 80s, they mainly think about Beverly Hills Cop. But he obviously did a lot more work. Like we said, he was even a singer, and his song got pretty popular. So he was pretty popular at the time. The Last Dragon, I feel, again, is a great translation of the 70s kung fu type movies to the 80s, bringing the city into America. So obviously we talk about a lot of the comedy movies with Rodney Dangerfield too. And so
definitely. And Leslie Nielsen. Don't forget about Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen, man. For some reason, see, that's why I probably keep forgetting to see Airplane. It just goes out of my mind. I don't know what it is.
Oh, man.
But I enjoyed having you here on the episode. It was a great time. We're gonna definitely have to do it again, because obviously there's a lot more ground to cover.
I got so many more movies, man. I can go for years.
Yeah. You tell me about it, right? So thanks for coming on, and then we'll definitely do this again next time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. We'll do it. Yeah, definitely David, do it again. It was a great time. It was a blast.
All right, everyone. So that was again my friend Andre. So you got to join us today, and we got to discuss about some 80s movies. So if you'd like to give a follow, if you liked what you heard, go ahead and go on to Instagram. You can follow me at Retro Nostalgia Podcast. Okay, you can also go on to Spotify. The link is on Instagram, so you can kind of see all the episodes that have been uploaded in addition to this one. And I hope you guys had a good time listening to some of these memories we came up with and had of famous movies. And I hope you guys continue to join me in future episodes. Until next time, guys, stay excellent.
You've been listening to the Retro Nostalgia Podcast. We release new episodes every Friday. If you like what you hear, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Instagram at Retro Nostalgia Podcast. Until next time, be excellent to each other.